CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's talk to Jimmy Nevis, because this guy is doing a concert that I think a lot of people, if you haven't got plans already, for Sunday, December the 31st at 8 p.m., La Parada in Constantia Neck. Ben was there just the other day, right?
Yeah, it's a great place. And even if the weather is a little bit chilly or windy, it's quite sheltered up there.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. Jimmy Nevis and Odd Matthews will be there. Ticket costs, they've sold out all the early bird tickets for 450 Rand, but they've got a normal one for 550. Those are available until December the 31st, and then 30th. And then on the day, you can buy them for 650 at the door, 750 from 8 p.m. if you want to. So in other words, the later you leave it, the more expensive they get.
Yeah,
you book your tickets now, you can get in early.
Another key thing about this venue, it's not in the CBD of town, it's not in Camps Bay, so right. You won't spend 7 years in traffic.
Or 8 years looking for parking.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, collectively.
There are people who wanted to do New Year's in 2014 in the town Great right. Square thing. They're still there.
There's still people from New Year's Eve 2008 who are trying to find parking.
They're in the waterfront circling right
yes,
now.
Yes, they're right now, they're there. They didn't think they, because it was before Uber, you know.
Oh.
It's 2009, so they're still there.
Thank you for
some of them ran out of fuel and
us.
Just ran into the sea. It just never came out. But this is a great venue. La Parada in Constantia Neck. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, dude?
Yo, what, man.
How are you doing? I haven't seen you in ages.
I know. Can I just say that I performed in the CBD at the waterfront in 2014, and I can confirm that there definitely are still people there.
Really? From New Year then?
Some New Year's 2014. Yeah.
They never got out. Shame.
They never got out.
It's a one-way street. Once you're trapped in that traffic, it just never lets you go. All right, so Jimmy, yeah. I'm very excited to hear about this because I'm going to be in Cape Town over New Year, and it sounds like it could be a really fun place to go. La Parada, you and Art Matthews doing a concert.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, I think La Parada, first of all, they are known for throwing daily infamous parties. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah, beautiful venue.
And it's Art Matthews, who is also, you know, he's a party on his own.
And here's another piece of good news about the party. There's no under 18s. A right of admission is reserved, so they're just going to throw out all the trash, and they're going to keep out the kids who will otherwise stop the adults from having a happy time.
That's the greatest part, yeah, for sure. And then, yeah, and then there's myself and, you know, I have my band there and we're going to perform and we're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff. And it's a big festive jewel.
Sounds terrific. Are you going to do some Christmas songs or is it over by then?
I think it's probably over by then.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you going to be performing? Your songs, odd songs? Are you going to do some collaborations?
No collaborations really, but we are going to be doing, I'm going to be bringing some special guests with me, some friends. And I'm doing all of my hits, you know, and we're going to have a fun time. You know, I think the whole point is really just celebration and just making sure, you know, I'm all about, like, in my sets, it's all about positivity. Mm-hmm. I sometimes bring, like, poetry in my sets, but I think we're going to keep it quite, like, you know, just quite upbeat and positive and quite lit.
It sounds amazing. How's your year been, dude? I haven't caught up with you in a while. What have you been up to this year? Has it been massively successful?
It's been really, really awesome. You know, I've been able to do so many firsts, which is always nice, you know. So I've traveled a lot this year. I've been in studio. I'm almost done with my album, which is coming out in end of Jan. So I've been working hard and many long nights on that. It's made me an emotional wreck, but it will be worth it. And aside from that, I got to work on a fashion concept that I launched through pop-up stores in commercial malls here in Cape Town, and which I'm hoping to bring to Joburg next year. So it's been a great year for me.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's called York Yard, and it's in collaboration with Young Designers of South Africa. And, you know, I'm not a designer, but I love fashion, and I'm forward as a human being, mm-hmm. so I love to give my input. And this, for me, was like an official space where I'm able to, like, you know, use my platforms to give young designers more exposure and also to get involved, you know. So I have a lot of connections and was able to create pop-up stores in different shopping malls where we can showcase young designers' work as well as some of my ideas and things. So it's been really cool.
And tell me about your trips overseas and what you've been up to there. Was it performing? Was it for work? Or did you go for a lot of holidays?
It was a bit of everything. I love going to the States. I have so many good friends on that side. But one of my highlights this year was definitely going to Las Vegas. I didn't think it was for me initially. Like, I mean, when I've watched The Hangover, I was like, it's fun to watch, but I don't know if this is my scene. But now it's definitely my scene. I'm obsessed with it, and I've only had great experiences. So I really want to get back there.
Vegas, huh?
I know.
Vegas is like a crazy place, and you didn't have any nights like in the movie The Hangover?
Well, this is the thing. Like, I don't think anyone like thinks they're gonna have that, but it's real. That's a documentary, that film, actually.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's a real life Las Vegas situation.
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool, and especially, you know, I was there with other South Africans, which makes things like 10 times, you know, funnier. And yeah, so it was just really cool. So I think just to get away, whenever I get to be away and just, you know, be that authentic self away from like what I am here in South Africa or Cape Town, whatever, it's always nice. So it was a great experience.
So Cape Town is obviously one of the places people want to be for New Year, and La Parada will be a good place to go because, again, we can't say it enough, but parking isn't an issue. And you can actually find – it's like in a civilized part of town as well. So you're not going to have to go far, far away, and you're not going to have to go into the middle of the mess. And you'll have beautiful views. You'll have very good music supplied by Unard. And then there'll be lots of drinks, lots of partying. Are you looking at actually having a bit of a fun time yourself, or are you going to do your gig and then go home?
Oh, I'm like, for me, my New Year's is like it's the number one party of the year. So nice. I plan on being very, 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 it up. I'm quite keen.
You're looking for the right way to say that. I can imagine.
Yeah, I was looking for the right words, and I was like, let me not say certain words. Let me not do that. But anyways, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I think, like I said, if people know what La Parada Constantia is all about, and I love the fact, I mean, there's this guy who does as a DJ set, and he has like these bongos and live percussion. And I mean, it's just incredible. It's a whole another story, but I look forward to getting, are you going to be there?
I'm in Cape Town. I don't know if I'm actually make it to yours, but I'll see if I can. If I can get there, I'll be there.
Yeah. Sounds terrific. Well, I'm sure I'll see you around like at some other spots though.
Definitely. Now, are you spending Christmas with the family?
I am. Actually, my family is selling our family home. Oh. So it's the last Christmas in the family home. Oh. So it's going to be quite an emotional one, just because I was born and raised in that house. And and I think it's going to be quite a nice one. Initially, we were just planning on doing a no family, let's go and, you know, eat out and then go for spas and like just chill out. But then since they're selling the family house, you know, we got to make it special and reminisce and do all of that. So
yeah, I'm right. It sounds amazing. Have you bought all your presents yet, or are you doing that next week?
Oh my gosh, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, like I haven't done that yet.
You've got a budget time for these things, man.
I know. I need to be better at Christmas, but I'm actually going away for the weekend, which I'm really excited. I'm leaving like later this evening.
Where are you going?
So I probably won't be doing.
Are you going to tell
shopping.
Us? Are you going to tell us where you're going?
Yeah. My family has a holiday home in Pearly Beach, which is just after Hermanus.
Oh yeah.
And it's really, really awesome this time of year. You can do whale watching. There's the shark cage diving in Gansbaai and stuff. So I haven't been there in a while, so I'm quite keen to go check it out. Actually, I'm going to do my Christmas shopping on that side. Everyone's getting like seashells and stuff this Christmas.
Nice. That's not a bad idea. One day that might be our currency. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, dude. Well, it's nice to catch up with you. And next time you're in Joburg, come and visit us. It's always nice to see
you. Yeah, of course.
And otherwise, we'll see you at New Year at Constantia Neck.
Amazing stuff. Thank you so, so much.
All right, bro. CliffCentral.com